So fun fact, Jane Susie asked me to preach a couple weeks ago, and Susie called me. She goes, "Steve, how's your heart?" And I go, "What do you want, Susie? What is going on?" But yeah, I said yes to this opportunity. And I'm truly honored to the Lord that he would choose a person like me. If you know me real tight, if you know, you know. You know that I might not be the most qualified person to be up here, but for real, like, I'm truly honored to be up here. And one of the first things I thought of is, and I literally laughed at myself, is, so when I was a young kid, I loved watching the local news. I lived up in northern Wisconsin, and as maybe you know, well, I don't know, local news is kind of getting phased out, but maybe you don't know, but the weekend team on the news is kind of hit or miss sometimes, and can be a lot of mistakes, and I just remember a lot of times wanting to just shut it off. I used to take notes. My mom would laugh at me. She'd take pictures of me taking notes of the local news guys, like, what's going on, you know? But what I specifically remember is, like, the weekend team, not the normal people. It's their side job, and it's like, oh, this is bad programming. Like, what are we doing here? And my encouragement to you today is, yeah, this is the local news, and I'm the backup. And it's a real opportunity for you to kind of just check out. Maybe if you're online, switch to a different stream with a better preacher or something like that. But the Lord has an invitation for you today, and my prayer is that you would hear the response that he has. So my hope and desire is for you to be encouraged in your walk with the Lord today, to have the power to leave here knowing that you belong in the body of Christ and knowing the strength to follow each assignment he gives you this week. The kindness of the world is not enough, and that's what our message is today. It's called Jesus kindness. Jesus kindness. Not a worldly kindness, but a Jesus kindness. We need the kindness of the Jesus to overwhelm us in order to make an impact on those around us. And I believe that all of us in here, we're not just here to fill our Sunday mornings, especially on a Labor Day weekend. There's a lot better things we could be doing. But I know that each one of us want to grow in our relationship with the Lord and with other believers. And there's a specific thing that the Lord wants to do in you. And so we're going to talk about how we can accomplish what he wants to do and say in our lives this morning. So I just want to pray quick. Actually, I want to read our scripture. Our first scripture is going to be Titus 3. It says, "Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness of the Lord, when the kindness and the love of our God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by words of righteousness we have done, but according to his mercy he has saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your presence today. We thank you for worship. We thank you for a Jesus kindness that only you have. Father, give us, as we just respond to your invitation, give us a hope that we can achieve a Jesus kindness, that we can feel your Jesus kindness. We ask that you would shape us into the people you've originally intended us to be, ones that you love, ones that love those around us. We thank you for new, fresh revelation today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, we're going to get started for real now. I want to reread Titus 3. We're going to start at verse 2, actually, if that's okay. We're going to talk about a Jesus kindness and what that looks like. Gives us true, clear instruction on what it looks like. To speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. Man, That's a lot. So speak no evil, be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility. Paul recognizes we live with people who are difficult. I've worked with people and in management. I'm a difficult person. We're difficult people. Our society is difficult. And to speak peaceable and be gentle with people, showing all humility to all men, that's hard. It takes work and it takes a humility. I think it actually, humility to all men, right? And that's a choice we get to make. And are we willing to make that choice today on behalf of the Lord? We can't show kindness to those around us without first going through the regeneration process and renewing of the Holy Spirit ourselves. Can we go to the next verse? Verse 4, if that's okay. But when the kindness and the love of our Savior God toward man appeared. Next. Not by works of righteousness, by which we have done, but by, according to his mercy, he saved us. So there's key number one as well. Like, we're talking about the transition from Jesus saving us and being with us and the kindness Jesus shows us. And we're going to talk a little bit later about how he transitions that to us and our commandment moving forward and our commission. But it first starts, like I talked about, we can't do this for others until we go through the regrow process, the regeneration process ourselves. And so that's part of the invitation today, is for you to regrow and start over. This process is continual, and it's a daily invitation for you. So for those that don't know, we just talked about a little bit Laundry Love. I am the organizer. My wife and I organize Laundry Love. It's a fun time. Like, we get to be with people, we get to pay for people's laundry. What's not to love about that? I had a guy, one of my last days at the laundromat, he looked at me and he goes, "Oh, you're the free laundry guy." And it's really easy to just like that be your hope, to be known as the free laundry people, right? And I'm going to include us in that, to be the free laundry people. Is that what our hope is in? Or do we want to submit ourselves to the regrow process, the regeneration process, and allowing the Holy Spirit to do a work in us where we are now known as the Jesus kindness free laundry people, right? My hope and prayer is that we submit to what his process looks like so that we can give a regrow process, a replanted process. When the grass dies, we replant it. It produces beautiful grass. Our process, our invitation is to allow the Lord to replant us today so that we can regrow a Jesus kindness. Let's go to 1 John 4. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. And this love of God was manifested toward us. That God has sent us his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to the propitiation for our sins. Man. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. And that's the transition we're talking about, is how it's saying God loved us, and if God loved us, we ought to love others. And so that's the commandment and the assignment moving forward. God is transitioning the action of agape love to us. If God so loved us, we ought to love one another. 1 Corinthians, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned but have not love, it profits me nothing. It's imperative for us to be connected with the Lord and put ourselves through the washing of regeneration. Otherwise, we're clanging cymbals. I don't know, is Lowell here? So Lowell is one of our attendees. He's a professional cymbal player. Did you all know that was a thing? I didn't. But cymbals on its own, when you're just clanging, or when I come here at like 5 p.m. on a Thursday, and I'm just smacking the drums as loud as I can, it ain't pretty. But when we put our agape love that the Lord has given us after the regeneration, after putting ourselves through the process and receiving that love from Him, He makes a beautiful noise out of the cymbals. He makes a beautiful noise out of the free laundry opportunity. He gives a beautiful noise out of the new grass seed, right? And we have to be in tune with the Holy Spirit if we want those beautiful cymbals to actually produce beautiful cymbals. Because showing simple kindness is not enough and can even make what's supposed to be a beautiful moment ugly. I don't know about you, but I've shown up to Laundry Love not prepared in my heart, and I've just done the process. I don't know if you've ever been through that, but it's created some ugly moments. I can't share specifics of individuals or anything, but I know that when I'm not prepared in my heart to love another as Jesus loved us, as I ought to love, that I'm actually creating damage, and I'm creating an ugly moment, and I'm creating cymbals just clashing. I don't want to listen to that. It's too early to come up and end. All right, I'm going to invite Lauren up. Happy Labor Day weekend, guys. No, I'm not quite done yet. Yeah, I'm not quite done yet, but I did want to invite you guys up. So our call to action is the kindness of Jesus is the better way. And do you want to choose that? Isaiah 61, verse 10. For He has clothed me in the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. That's just part of it. I recognize that, but that's the middle part. For He clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. I don't know if you guys ever listened to Pastor Jerry Dierman, but Pastor Jerry likes to always say, does that verse say He clothed me one time with the robe of righteousness? Well, no. He clothes me actively. He actively clothes me with the robes of righteousness and puts the garments of salvation. He covers us. Through my own messiness, the Lord chooses to cover us with His robe of righteousness. And the call to action here is, while we're dealing with difficult people like myself, are we going to cover them with the robe of righteousness and put on the garments of salvation for them? Are we going to pray for them actively as they're offending us, as they're annoying us, as they're picking us, as they're just getting under our skin? Are we going to choose to cover them in the garments of salvation on behalf of them? Obviously, we're not Jesus. We're not the Savior, right? But again, it's the Lord has transitioned. His love, we ought to love. We ought to cover people with the robe of salvation. The garments of salvation and the robe of righteousness. So during this song, just allow the Lord to He's giving an invitation to go through the regeneration process for yourself, to reveal where we may have missed the mark. First step is to go through that process ourselves and allow the Lord to give a kindness that only He can give to you. The second part of that is, I want to invite you, if you've never been here before, welcome.
Now we're leaving.
But what that means to go through the regeneration process is to have a real conversation with the Lord. Admit, hey, this is where I've missed the mark. Repent. That's what we call repentance, where we turn the other direction. Lord, I've missed the mark. This is where I sinned against You. This is where maybe I've sinned against your people. And then ask him to reveal who you can show a Jesus kindness to. And begin to pray over those people, that person, in real time. And what that looks like during this next week as you go throughout your work week, as you go to school, as you hang out in your retirement life. Your assignment's not over. Your assignment's not over. And the Lord wants to take you through a process today so that you can take others through a process as well. Last week, Susie spoke on the invitation. And this is another invitation. I have a going list that I started of people that the Lord has given me that's waiting on my invitation. And I know I'm not alone in that. So who is the Lord inviting in your life to go through your process together? So they're going to sing this song. It's called I Speak Jesus. And it's specifically going to be a song for you guys to... Well, did you want to say anything first? To just meditate on and have this time with the Lord. You can stand, you can sit, but just allow the Lord to minister to your life. And then, yeah, we'll have some time of ministry at the end.
Okay. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is light. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear. Darkness over every enemy. Jesus, for my family, I speak the holy name. Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains. Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over. Jesus, for my faith. stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence.
Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. 'Cause your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like
Father, we thank you for your joy and that you are giving to us right now. We thank you for a Jesus kindness that transforms our lives. Father, as we just come to you right now and we just go through this regrowth process, this regeneration process, Father, we pray that it would change the generations of our families. Father, we pray that it would change the generations of our friendships, that as we choose to invite people into our lives, that it would tie us together, that we would be able to walk through the process with those around us, that it would change our small communities and it would change our large communities. Father God, we receive your invitation and we choose to walk with you. If this is resonating with you guys, we just invite you. Our prayer team will be up here. Come get some prayer, but most of all, just be launched into this next week and give Jesus kindness to yourself and to those around you. You're released.